Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Jordan B. Peterson.
Welcome to the Student Paramedic Podcast. Today is a really exciting episode. It's part of our student series. And our guest today is Corey Reinsbergen. He is going to tell you a little bit about himself, and we will have a chat about his experience over in the US on a paramedic placement.
Awesome. Hey guys, so my name's Corey Reinsbergen. I live on the Gold Coast. I'm 20 years old. And I've just finished my third year alongside Alex in the dual degree of paramedicine and nursing at QUT here in Brisbane. Thanks for having me.
So how do you enjoy the dual degree?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's awesome that we get the opportunity to obviously get that pre-hospital environment experience, but then also with the nursing side of things and the nursing placement, be able to be immersed in that hospital environment and see what happens after we drop those patients off and more into the, I guess, rehabilitation of their conditions.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's good, I guess, to know what happens to the patient after we look after them in the pre-hospital.
100%.
Yeah, no, nice. So we're here today to talk about your really cool experience that you had over in the US and basically how you applied for it and what did you do. So we'll start off with how did you apply for it?
Yeah, sure. So during the uni holidays, I think the Christmas holidays it was of last year, I got a couple of emails actually from just the head of paramedicine. I'm sure everyone in the cohort got them. And he outlined a few of the different programs and experiences that they had available to students. And I saw the US one and I saw that it was a new, fresh experience. And for some really reason, I felt really inclined to apply to it. But I kind of thought in my heart that it wasn't something that I'd ever be able to do. I didn't feel like I was good enough compared to other people that may have applied. But I thought about it for the next few days and I decided to send through an application. And I spent a lot of time writing out the essay and put together my application and sent it off, and I waited eagerly, very eagerly actually, I don't know why, and I finally got an email saying that I'd been accepted. And yeah, that's kind of how I went about it, and I think that's how most unis would probably put out those opportunities to students through the email.
Yeah, nice, that's really cool. So you did that through the Christmas holidays. When did you end up going?
I ended up going in July of last year.
Yeah, cool. Very nice. So tell us a bit about where you went in the US and I guess what you got to experience.
Yeah, sure. So we went to a place called Washington State, which isn't the Washington where the White House is. It's the other one. And it borders Canada. It's called the Pacific Northwest. And it's really beautiful out there. Lots of trees, lots of mountains, snow, deer, elk. And yeah, that's where we started. We started in Seattle. I ended up going there a little bit early with the other three boys that I had the amazing opportunity to go with. And we just explored the city. It's such a fun city. The first Starbucks ever was there, which is pretty cool. We went and saw the gum wall, if you've heard of that. It's pretty gross, but we loved it. And just all the touristy things that you would do when you first enter into a new country. So we did that. And then we had the opportunity to do some ride-alongs with a few of the services over there. So we started with some fire services over there. We then went into the private sector. And obviously, I won't say the names just due to confidentiality, but we then went into one of the major trauma hospitals there, which was an amazing experience. And we also had the opportunity to do some ride-alongs with one of the flight services over there, which was an incredible experience, and I'm so grateful to have been able to do that.
That's awesome. So with the trauma in particular, we don't get a lot of that over in Australia, and I guess we get told from first year that makes up quite a small percentage of the cases that we go to.
Yeah.
You know, and having the experience now that we have with our trauma unit we just completed, what was it like experiencing trauma in a different country?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when we head into a different country, we see different epidemiologies. And I think that we saw that a lot in America. I mean, they have different laws, different regulations, which isn't necessarily always a bad thing, but we see different cases and we see different amounts of injuries and things. And I actually went to a case, I won't go into it into too much detail, but where there was the involvement of a firework explosion, which I don't think I probably would have had the opportunity to see in Australia. So that was intense, and it was also amazing to be able to see that. It was an awesome learning experience. And yeah, that's kind of a bit into the trauma that I got to see over there.
Yeah, nice. And how was the helicopter rides?
I loved it. It was so fun. Just being up in the air is a whole different experience. I was a bit tall for the helicopter, I'm not going to lie. It's a bit cramped in there. But if you can get over that, it's so amazing. I mean, especially in the location that we were in, the Pacific Northwest, it's just beautiful over the mountains and things. And I actually got to go to my first cardiac arrest in one of those ride-alongs, which was such an amazing learning experience.
Yeah, cool. Was it a lot different to what you expected prior to going to America, or is it the same sort of thing?
Yeah, honestly, when I first applied, I didn't think that there would be much of a difference. You know, I feel like the Australian healthcare system, I thought it would be very similar to the American, but when I got there, it is pretty different. I mean, it changes a lot as you head through the counties. And I think that hopefully you'll have someone on here later on to go into the depths of that, because I don't think I'd be able to cover it, because it does change so much as you head from county to county. But yeah, completely different system, completely different scopes, but the same goal.
Yeah. Nice. That's really cool. What a good experience. I guess from then, like, you got to experience different clinical skills. So paramedics over there have a different scope of practice to us. And did you get to see any of that or experience any of that?
Yeah, I mean, I got to see the insertion of an ET tube, which was awesome. And we had the opportunity to do that back at the campus over there on a mannequin, disclaimer. So yeah, we had the opportunity to do that. Which was pretty cool. And yeah, I also had the opportunity to see a cardio version over there with adenosine for an SVT, which was really cool. It's nothing I've ever seen before. So yeah.
So I guess then, what has been your biggest learning experience from doing that and then coming over here? You know, is there something that you can take away from that experience and put it into practice?
Yeah, for sure. So I went on this placement or experience, whatever you want to call it, when I was in second year, and I hadn't done my trauma subjects, my cardiology, my respiratory emergencies, and my medical surge. So I was going into this with somewhat limited knowledge. Like, I did know a little bit, but definitely not as much. I mean, I went over there with three other boys. Shout out to you guys if you're listening. Love you all. Three other boys who are in their third year of the single degree. So they had done all these subjects, they knew all of this stuff, and it kind of got a little bit embarrassing in some sense when I'd come home from a ride along and I'd be like, hey guys, like, what's meningococcal septicemia again, or what's a STEMI? Like, I hadn't learned this stuff yet. But I feel like when you put yourself in environments where the people surrounding you are at a higher level and a higher stature, it forces you to learn off them. And I think that that's the biggest thing that I took away from there, is that it's okay to not have it all together. It's okay to not know everything as a student. But what's not okay is to sit there and do nothing about it. So if I stayed there and I didn't ask questions, or I stayed there and I wasn't interested in what other people were learning, and I just stayed within my little circle, I wouldn't have been able to grow. So I think that it was a humbling experience, but it's something that I'll be able to take over here in placement today. I mean, having the opportunity on nursing placements or paramedic placements to step out and ask a doctor or intern a question is amazing. And usually we hope that they would take your question on board and give you some awesome feedback, which I think helps us be better clinicians in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's what we're trying to cultivate on this podcast, is to try and provide an environment where other students can be sort of lifted up and hopefully learn something and hopefully become better paramedics in the future. So
100%. That's a love what you're doing.
Thanks, man. So I guess then you got to experience going overseas quite early on in your degree. Is it something that you'd consider doing in the future?
I mean, yeah, I think that the learning experience that I had over there and the things that I took away was so amazing. I mean, it's not me bragging or anything. I'm saying this in the hopes that another person might want to expand, you know, their learning experience, even if that means talking to a doctor or talking to a CCP or asking someone a question. And for sure, it would be something that I would consider in the future. I mean, it's a completely different environment. And as I said just before, when you put yourself in those environments, it forces you to learn and to become a better clinician. And I think that if you're able to do that and you're able to put yourself in those environments, go for it. Build yourself and grow as a clinician and grow as a student.
I guess, why not? We're young. Definitely seems like something that's really cool to do. Yet to experience what another country does pre-hospitally, you know, what I guess you become better at problem solving or resourcefulness and just, yeah, become, how do you put it, well-rounded.
Well-rounded. We love that. We don't like rectangles here. No. We're all about spheres, circles.
Yeah.
Well-rounded.
Yeah, well-rounded. So, Corey, now it's time for our student questions. So these are the questions that we're going to ask all of our students that come on for this student series, just to have a bit of fun, but then also to see what each different student's perspective is on pretty similar questions. So
awesome. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So we'll go out with a big one. What did you wish you knew as a first-year student paramedic or just a student in general?
Yeah, I think that is a big one. I think I'd tell myself a lot, but the one thing that I think that I would tell myself heading into this degree is not to let your fear of inadequacy hold you back from becoming the best person that you can be. And I think it goes back to when I was applying for this. I mean, I look at myself as someone who shouldn't have gone on that exchange. And I think that that's something that needs to change among student paramedics is have the confidence to put yourself in situations that force yourself to grow. Because if I didn't put myself in that situation, I wouldn't have had that experience. I wouldn't have been able to meet those friends that I'll have for life or experiences, those cases I'll never forget. And I think that's something that comes along with that is that quote that we spoke about at the beginning, which says, compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today, by Jordan B. Peterson. And it's so true. I mean, I think we all get caught up in the comparison trap at uni. I mean, when grades get released, it's like, oh, what'd you get? Oh, yeah. And you start to doubt yourself and it starts to bring your spirit down and bring down, I mean, I've been caught up in comparison on placements, comparing yourself to things that it's, and it causes jealousy. It causes you to feel more insecure about yourself as in your abilities. And it's, we shouldn't be comparing ourselves to someone else who has had different life experiences, who's experienced different things, who's had
challenges.
That is the word I was looking for, Alex. You're an absolute thesaurus over there. Different challenges. I mean, it's ridiculous to be comparing ourselves to other people. And I think that that's one thing that I'd tell myself not to do is don't compare yourself to someone else. Don't compare yourself to that other person on placement that had good feedback. Don't compare yourself to that person that got a good grade. It's not the end of the world. Push yourself and don't be pulled back by that fear of inadequacy. Push yourself into situations that'll force you to grow.
Definitely. That's really cool because at the end of the day, when we do become clinicians and you know, we do have to undertake and it's really beneficial to undertake reflective practice and you're not reflecting on, oh, like that person did that better than me. It's more of from a perspective of learning too. So, hey, I did this wrong or I did this really well, you know, let's take that into the future or I need to change this or, hey, that person did that really well. I'm going to go ask them questions about it and learn from them. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about learning opportunities and I think that's really really good. Have an attitude of just learning rather than comparison.
Hit the nail on the head there, Alex. You absolutely killed it.
No, that was all you, buddy.
No.
So taking that, that'll be good for your next placement as well. And considering we've learned a lot more do you think you'll just take placement for what it is and just try and learn everything you can?
100%. I mean, even on my last nursing placement, I forced myself to go and have conversations with doctors and ask them questions. Obviously, we're not coming at a point of, I know better than them, or it's a point of, hey, I'm a student nurse. I'm keen to know more about what you're talking about. Is it okay if I join in on this conversation? Is it okay if I ask you a question about this patient's medication? Because when we put ourselves, I think I've said it 100 times, but when you put yourself in that situation, it's forcing you to learn. It's forcing you to take that on board, and it makes you a better clinician in the future. And I think we went into a little bit before, like, what's not okay is to not ask those questions, because it's better to be embarrassed about asking a stupid question than to not ask the question at all and make a mistake later on in your practice.
This one's going to make people crack up a little bit, I think, because we did discuss this a little while back. So what is one thing that you can't live without on placement?
Okay, we're going to go into a little bit of a disclaimer here, because I feel like if I just say it straight off the bat, it'll be like, well, this guy's a little bit off his chop. But I have fine/thin hair, and anyone out there with fine/thin hair understands the issue of how oily your hair can get very quickly. I mean, I would wash my hair before a shift at placement, and I'd be halfway through the shift and I'd be like, oh my goodness, we've literally got olive oil all over the place. So my thing that I can't live without on placement is dry shampoo. And let me tell you, I have dabbled in all of the brands, all of the formulas, all of the fragrances, all of the tastes, and I have found the Holy Grail. I won't go into what the Holy Grail is, because we're not about sponsor. If they want to sponsor the Student Paramedic Podcast, sure, we'll go into it. But yeah, if you catch me in the station bathroom at 3 a.m. and you hear an aerosol, it's me. It's me. That's all I have to say.
Oh, love it. Well, you did have like full day shifts over in America. So, I mean, you got to do what you got
to
do.
You have to do what you have to do, Alex.
Love it. Well, I guess then, we'll go for the last question. What is one piece of advice for students who are interested in becoming a paramedic or who are just starting out as a student paramedic? I think we've been over this with a few other questions, but just like one little piece of advice that you, like a sentence or so that you'd like for them to remember.
Honestly, going back to what I said before, I've just repeated myself this entire episode. I'm totally fine. So sorry. Don't let your fear of inadequacy hold you back, whether that's applying to even get into uni and you feel like you're not, like, do it. 100% do it. Push yourself into boundaries. Failure is better than not trying at all. So go for it.
Hey guys, thought I'd just jump in here and give you a placement tip or a piece of gear that you can take on placement. So personally, I've been taking clinical reference cards on all the placements that I go on. And unfortunately, a lot of the time they get destroyed pretty quickly because they're either made from paper or they're laminated and they just don't last. So we've actually gotten some recently from MyMedEquipped, and it's the Emergency Clinical Cheats pocketbook, and it's perfect. It's a perfect size that fits right into your pocket. Fancy that. And they're completely waterproof. There's everything from the systematic approach to vital signs to trauma and obstetrics and medications as well. So make sure you go check them out at mymedequipped.com and get yourself one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Student Paramedic Podcast. If you'd like to connect more, you can find us at the Student Paramedic Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll see you in the next episode.